Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that that this just really brings about clarity so that she can see what your will is and obey you and bear fruit for your glory. Just again for her salvation, safekeeping, that she really hears any warnings and salvation, safekeeping of her loved ones and everybody she's praying for. In your son, Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment, and Amos as well, and taking a look how dangerous things can get during times of judgment, and talking about listening to the Holy Spirit, learning how to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly and understand dreams, since he's been talking a lot to his people in dreams lately, I've seen. Talking about dream imagery, checks. We're going to talk about a check for $4,000. Now, this number I've seen from where Jesus feeds the multitude in the wilderness. This is Matthew 15, verse 38. And it says, "And they that did eat miraculously," okay, where there's nothing, there's like a little bit, okay, and he praises that miracle where it's turned into enough to feed everybody, okay. It says, "And they that did eat were 4,000 men besides women and children." Now this one, this check here, I've seen this one be used, is where the Holy Spirit will move a person to get something, okay, or do something, okay. But mainly to get something, okay. And then this something is blessed and ends up nourishing and providing in the wilderness. Now the wilderness is which you do see during times of judgment, is you're just out in like spiritual the wilderness where there's nothing, okay, and you're really dependent upon God to provide for you. It's just kind of the same thing where they're like walking through the desert to the promised land. It's not necessarily a desert, but it's like the wilderness, to where, you know, a place where you're familiar with, okay, like a town or a city or whatever. You go here and you go there, you know, you go to this store to buy that, you go to this person to get that, okay. That's the type of biblical imagery, okay, that where you would have what you need more easily, okay. Wilderness, not so, okay. You're out in the wilderness, there's just nothing there, and you're just dependent upon God, like very dependent upon him. Just like the multitude, they're out in the wilderness, they can't just go and buy, you know, the town is far away, they have to go out and get it. He says, you know, how are we going to get, you know, this is like their reply. He says, Jesus says, verse 32 says, "I have compassion on the multitude because they have continued with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence shall we have so much bread in the wilderness to fill this so great a multitude?" Okay, so there's like no place to get anything, okay. It's the same basic principle with this check. It's an important check. They're all important, okay, they all are important, but I've seen this one be like life-saving, in all honesty. It's just there's nothing there, and if he's moving you to do something, to get something, or whatever, you need to go get it, okay. And a lot of times there's going to be a lot of warfare surrounding this, this course of action, okay. There's going to be sometimes a lot of fear there, but you're going to feel a lot of pressure, okay. Like you need to obey him, and you need to obey him right now, and it's very important that you do what he says, okay. Because whatever he's leading you to get, whatever he's leading you to do, okay, that thing may not seem like much at the present time, but when things shift and change, and then all of a sudden things change to this wilderness and everything's removed, that's going to be what you have, okay. And the things that you're used to, okay, because a lot from what I've seen, it's kind of like in your mind you may think, well, I don't really need to do this or get this, because you're looking around going, well, this isn't really necessary right now. Well, the conditions that you see at this current time, okay, when he's telling you and moving you to do this, okay, are not going to be the way that things are going to be later on. Things are going to change, okay. Same thing with Noah, okay, building that ark, okay. Scripture says that he moved with godly fear, okay. So Noah's there, it hasn't even rained yet, the Bible says, okay, and he's like, I'm building this massive boat, okay, I don't have any need for this, but he knows that things are going to change and he will need it, okay. So when you see that and he's moving you in that direction, he's trying to provide something for you that he's going to bless, okay? And that's going to be able to just bear fruit over and over again, just like feeding the multitude in the wilderness. It's just like you've got this little bit, but it just keeps yielding, keeps yielding, keeps yielding, keeps yielding, okay? I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sisters starting her day that she has a fruitful day, walking in the Spirit, seeking after you and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit and understanding how important it is to just be filled with him right now so she can understand these things and see them more clearly. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.